Everybody.
Get him, Marcus.
We're back. It is a little pocket awareness.
We are back.
It's your favorite quarterback podcast. We're back for another week. This week we're doing a little bit more of a preview this week, you know, a little later in the week, but it's going to be, it'll get you ready for the matchups for this week. You know, we're going to do a little preview for you guys. So make sure you hit the subscribe button on Apple. If you found this on Apple, hit the subscribe button, right? A little pocket awareness on Apple, a little pocket awareness on Spotify, download. Appreciate that. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1, ALPA_QB1. Follow us there. Follow us on Instagram, ALPA_QB1 on Instagram, right? And then follow us on Facebook, which is a little pocket awareness on Facebook, right? So make sure you guys follow us in all those areas. And you know, we're gonna give you guys a lot of good stuff this week. How you feeling, Chris? How you feeling, man?
Hey man, I'm happy. The Packers won last night. They did what they were supposed to do, but I'm liking this preview that we're gonna give instead of a response. Instead of playing Monday morning armchair quarterbacks,
yeah,
we're gonna use our quarterback knowledge to kind of talk about what's going to happen for this week.
Exactly. So we're going to hit all the matchups this week. We'll talk about the Thursday night game a little bit. We're going to hit the Seahawks versus Bills, which is 6-1 versus 5-2. Good test for the Bills. See how, you know, they get a little litmus test to see how, where they're at as a team. And then we're going to hit up, you know, we got a little Tua action, right? We're going to talk about Tua. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how he looked and, you know, his matchup this week. And then we got a Breeze versus Brady.
Part two.
We already saw part one. This is part two. Pretty quick turnaround for part two. Quick sequel.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then we're going to hit, you know, Ravens versus Colts, which is probably a good matchup this week. So it was some good football this week, man.
We got some games to pay attention to, Marcus.
Some games to watch, man. For real. This is definitely better than last week. I'll tell you that. Last week, we had to dig for information last week. We were just digging to try to find something. Something to talk about. We just figured it out. We were talking on the fly, bro. Last week was kind of weak. But this week, we got a lot of good info, a lot of good matchups, a lot of stuff to talk about. Right. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into a little bit of last night. We saw it was Nick Mullins versus Aaron Rodgers, was definitely not fair. Nick Mullins started off the game looking, he had me tweeting like, oh man, he looks pretty sharp so far. And then as soon as he said that, he threw a pick. So I jinxed him last night. So I all 49ers fans, be mad at me. If you're listening and you're a 49ers fan, definitely my fault. I apologize. I should have kept it to myself. I've had a feeling. It's like, you know, he looks pretty sharp. I feel like he's going to look like crap after I tweet this. He's just going to make me eat my words.
See, Marcus, you gotta hold the reins. You gotta bring it back. You gotta go a little patient.
But no, see, I added to start to make sure that, you know, I didn't get take exposed. He looks pretty sharp to start the game. I gotta give myself some leeway.
Well, you know why that happened. Come on now. You got a guy who's playing his second game of the season, who got benched the first time that he played this year.
Yeah.
Who's got a completely brand new wide receiver core around him.
Yeah.
A completely new running back situation behind him.
Yeah.
And a banged up offensive line. So now the defense, they don't know who they're playing against. There's no film to watch against these guys.
Yeah.
So that quick little start, that's just the adjustment period.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just that adjustment period in the NFL. Marcus, come on, they're feeling each other. They're feeling each other out. And and there were some injuries for the Packers too. Kevin King didn't play, and Jair Alexander went out with a concussion.
Okay.
One of the middle linebackers, I can't remember which one it was, ankle injury went out. So they had some newer faces on the defensive side of the ball getting used to it too. But, I mean, they really only got garbage time points. It was 31-3.
Yeah, it was
And then they got two late touchdowns to cover. They hit the over. Always bet the over, Marcus. Always bet the over. Two garbage time touchdowns covered for the over-under.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty. I mean, I thought the game was going to be. What are your Packers going to play anybody, bro? You guys play one. You guys play two. You lost to a team you should have lost to.
And we lost the game that we didn't show up for. So the schedule's gonna get interesting because they're
gonna be like 14-2, man. They played nobody.
Well, so it's gonna get interesting. There's Jacksonville next week, so obviously not playing anybody again.
Oh god.
But we do have the Colts coming up.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got Tennessee coming up.
Okay.
And we got both our games against the Bears still.
Yeah, you do got both Bears games, which you know, the Bears so, leave you guys a little rough. I mean, the Bears, I don't think you guys are going to lose that game, but I think it's going
to
be a little
boring. I was about to just
I'm not going there. Okay. I earlier in the season, I would have gave you some, but like right now, I don't trust the Bears at all.
No, you can't trust the Bears.
I don't trust the Bears. I mean, you guys just get a cruise to playoffs, bro, like 12-4. Like, are you guys always going to know if you're good or not? That's all I'm saying, Chris.
Well, nobody last year we were 13-3, and everybody said we sucked and made the NFC Championship game.
Look what happened.
Made the NFC Championship game sucking. So.
But still, you got killed, though. You made
the Niners rolled up on us twice. What do you want me to do?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know how this happens. The past 2 years for Matt LaFleur, but he's about to be like, what is he?
He's 20-6. Right?
He's something like 30-10. He's not even that. He's
20-5, right?
20-5.
13-3 last year.
Yeah, he's 6-2.
6-2. Yeah.
Wow.
Did we do our math right? No, 19-5. But his three biggest losses were one after the bye week against the Niners, got crushed.
Yeah.
That was last year. One after the bye week this year against Tampa, got crushed.
Which is kind of – that's weird.
Which is interesting. So I'm going to be curious to see what happens next year with how the team comes off the bye week.
Okay.
And then we had the fluke against Philly last year.
Yeah.
On the 1 yard line and couldn't score. There's a pass interference that doesn't get called and it gets tipped for an interception. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I think we play the Eagles again this year, too.
Yeah, your first place team. You play every first place team.
So,
You guys play the Seahawks.
We got all right? No, we didn't play. The Seahawks weren't first place team last year.
Who's the first place team in the NFC?
The Niners.
Oh, yeah, they were. It was the Niners. I forgot about that.
So, we already got the Niners out of the way. We got the Eagles coming up. We're playing the AFC West. I'm sorry, AFC South.
You already played the Saints, right?
Oh, we already played the Saints.
And then you've got to play the Eagles still, because of their first place team. But that's not a tough game. They're awful. That's what I'm saying. You guys are just gonna cruise to the damn playoffs, man.
Listen,
Raiders over here. The Raiders over here playing like we. Went through the gauntlet, and we came out 4-3. I'm all happy.
And one of those losses was to the Sham Newton Patriots.
Oh yeah,
you didn't get a full gauntlet. Let's not.
It was a gauntlet, bro. Like I don't care what you say. They played the Panthers are all right. I mean, then they played the Saints, who were 5-2, and then they played the Bills, who were 5-2, and then they played the Chiefs, who were 7-1, and then they played the Bucks, who were 6-2, and then they played the Browns that are 5-2.
The Browns, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean the Browns were good. But I mean,
well, we're gonna find out. Yeah, we talked about them last week. I don't know. We snuck the episode out there last week just to see what would happen without a little social media presence. But we did recap the 5-2 Browns last week. So
we did.
If you didn't listen, go ahead, go back, take Gander, and
see
what we said about the 5-2 Browns.
Yeah, we did a sucker promotion last week. We did. I don't know why. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the Browns are who I thought the Browns were. So, I'm just saying, like, it just must be nice over there, bro. It must be nice.
I'm happy. I was a little,
I want to play the Vikings and the Lions twice already.
Like, so I'll tell you what. The Vikings loss was the first division loss that Matt LaFleur's had.
Yeah, which was – that was a shocker. I can't believe that even happened. That was a weird game.
Yeah, well, I wasn't too happy about that. Dalvin Cook ran all over us.
My fantasy team was.
You know, could have drafted Patrick Queen to put in the middle of the defense. That, you know, I think he's the leading rookie tackler right now, right?
Yeah, let's not talk about you guys. As a rookie. Draft. I mean, you guys could have drafted a whole bunch of guys. You guys could have got Ayuk.
We could, dude. T. Higgins looking pretty good in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. There were plenty of options there. We still could have pulled it off in the second round too. But no, we got Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon.
Dillon doesn't look that bad though. He looks all right. He looks okay. He looks like he's going to be a good player.
Dillon?
Yeah. You don't like him?
What do we need him for?
I get that, but when he's played.
Seriously, what's he going to do?
He's
going to hold the water for Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams.
It's so they don't got to pay Jamal Williams. They're going to let Jamal Williams go. Come on, bro. You got to see this. You got to see the future here.
I get it. No, I knew that was coming, but like I don't like the – I don't know. We'll see. There was an opportunity to do something during the trade deadline. I understand why the Will Fuller trade didn't happen. And I don't know if you caught this. Why do you think that trade didn't happen?
The Will Fuller?
Yeah.
I heard they went one in a second, right? Didn't they want a second?
I don't think it had to do with the actual trade itself. I think it had to do with Will Fuller is a free agent next year. It's an eight game bye. Okay. So if you're going to bring him in, you're going to give him a new deal, right?
Not necessarily. I mean,
not necessarily.
That's my problem with football teams.
I'm not giving up capital to have him for eight games and then have him ball out and then go do that somewhere else. I'm not in for that.
See, but baseball teams do it all the time. Like,
That's baseball.
But come on, bro. It's do you want to win or not? Who cares?
This is salary cap.
I can see like a second round pick for Will Fuller. I would pause.
I'm not giving up. Yeah, I'm not giving up anything more than a fourth. I would give a fifth conditional. I can tell you, it's not. Yeah, it's not Bill O'Brien anymore.
But the Packers asked for a fourth. I saw that. They asked for a fourth, but they wanted a second.
That's too much. That's too much. But there's also – so if Will Fuller comes to Green Bay, you know he's going to ball out. Aaron Rodgers is throwing the deep ball to him.
Yeah.
That's what he did to Valdez-Scantling yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
So he's going to ball out. And he's gonna want receiver money. Hold on,
Chris. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. What's the real difference between Scantling and Fuller?
Fuller doesn't drop the ball as much.
Are you sure about that,
dude? Scantling, dude. When Rodgers threw that ball up, I was literally sitting there staring at the tee, going, "Please don't drop it. Please don't drop it. Please don't." Did you see how he caught it too?
Yeah. I saw how he caught it.
That was just not. It didn't look natural. It scared me the entire way.
I'm just saying, how sure are you about that? How positive?
I'll tell you. So my biggest thing is I'm not trading for a wide receiver where I got to give up any type of significant draft capital and then I got to pay him next year because the wide receiver market got reset. Mm-hmm. With some of the contracts that got paid out. And I'm not paying a wide receiver more money than I'm paying Davante Adams. You know how much Davante is making? Well, let's do this. What was the big signing this offseason? Michael Thomas,
Cooper.
Right?
Mark Cooper.
And Amari, was it? They were 20, right?
Yeah, 20 mil.
You know how much Devontae's getting?
How much?
14.
Oh, wow.
We redid his contract before the market went nuts.
Nobody's giving Will Fuller 20 million. Come on.
Well, I'm not giving him 16.
He wouldn't get that anyways. He's getting more than 10 or 11. He's getting Tyrell Williams money. He's not getting like.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't believe
that's
that.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying there. I'm not that upset because we're gonna get Alan Lazard back. Mm-hmm. Who I think is actually turning into a legitimate number two. I can't call him a number three receiver because he's not a slot receiver, mm-hmm. but I do like the play that he has in the slot.
Yeah.
So I'm not that upset that we didn't bring somebody in, but God, it'd be so nice to have something else out there.
Yeah, I agree, bro.
That I don't have to put my whole fist in my mouth every time the ball goes up towards MVS. Scares me. But if he can get his confidence back, because that's what it is. Dropping the ball is all about confidence. Like if you get too many drops, now you're in your head.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. That's true. So, all right, bro. Let's transition here to some more legends, right?
Yes.
Let's transition to some other legends that are playing this week. You got Breeze versus Tom Brady.
Part two.
Part due.
This is in Tampa.
is in Tampa this time,
and they have fans in the stands.
Oh, they have fans in the stands. That's gonna be
well. They've crazy. Had it the last few weeks.
I mean, the Bucks' offense is interesting because last week they didn't look good at all. The week before they looked really good. Then the week before they looked all right, and the week before that they looked all right, and then the week before that they looked really good, and then the week before that they looked pretty good. And then the first week they didn't look good. So I don't know what are they? Are they good?
They are a team that has way too many weapons.
Is that like, what you think?
You put a well. I mean, are you kidding me? With what they have offensively, so they got two running backs that they're having a hard time getting either one of them into a groove because they've got two studs back there, and you got to keep them both happy.
Killing my fantasy team. Killing me too.
Don't pick one, bro. I got both of them. I got both of them just to be. Who's going to be the one? No, neither of them. They're both getting the same exact share. They're eating the same. Nobody's got an opportunity to get into a rhythm or into a groove because you got two studs back there. This is the same thing that's going to happen on the outside. The only thing that I can think of is that these teams are going to just match up man to man. And Brady is just going to go to matchups all game long. Like, that's the only thing. Because if you're not going to sit back there and play zone against Tom Brady.
That's what they did last time, though. That's what they did last time, Chris, and it was very successful. They're going to try to match that.
I think that depends on the defensive front. If a defensive front can get there while they're playing zone, that's a different story.
Which they can. The Saints can.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens. Last time the matchup, Gronk wasn't in his rhythm like he is now.
No, he's not.
So,
but that didn't matter last week. Wrinkle. I'm just saying, like, how good is the Giants' defense? Like,
here's what I'm going to tell you. It's two things. One, it was the Giants. They played down to the Giants.
Yeah.
Two, didn't Antonio Brown start practicing that last week?
No, he didn't start practicing it this week.
Okay. All right. I was curious if he, because I know he wasn't playing in the game, obviously, but
yeah.
If he was in practice, are they already putting in – I mean, they were probably scheming for this week against the Giants.
I mean, the Saints, you mean?
No. They were scheming for the Saints in practice while they had the Giants being played. I think that they were looking over the Giants a little bit.
I think you're sleeping on the Giants defense a little bit. I think you're sleeping on the Giants. The Giants defense is actually pretty good. They just have one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, which we don't have to talk about that. Let's just put it out there. I mean, let's keep it real. I mean, Daniel Jones is pretty terrible. I mean, we all saw it. Like, if he was just mediocre that game, just mediocre, they win that game. If he just doesn't hold the ball, you know, just plays a little Alex Smith game, run for first downs, don't turn it over. This dude is a gunslinger with my arm. You know, like I hate quarterbacks like that. That's the worst quarterbacks I hate is gunslingers who don't have gunslinger arms. Like, no, you are not a gunslinger. I am sorry. No. No, you can't throw off your back foot, bro. No, I'm sorry. You can't. You can't, Daniel Jones. You can't do it. You gotta have your mechanics right to drive that football, bro. You cannot throw off your back foot under pressure. Sorry, Daniel. Sorry. You can't. So, you know, that game, it would have been a lot different. And I think the Giants would probably be in first place if they had Eli. I think if they had Eli right now. NFC East. But you know what I'm saying, which is hilarious to say, but I really feel like that way. But if the Saints play any type of defense, which I don't know if the Saints defense is good. I really don't think they are. That's the problem. I think they showed a mirage. I think they were just ready for Bruce Arians week one. And, you know, they've been playing Bruce Arians for, you know, they played him all last year twice. So they kind of have an idea of how they want to play him. And I think week one, they had that advantage. Like Tom Brady's never played the Saints with that offense, but that defense has played that offense before.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an advantage. So the second time Tom Brady, I think, to be honest, I don't think this game's
going to be. He's got that tape. I don't know because the way that Todd Bowles, he's going to blitz them. He's going to come at them. They're getting Michael Thomas back, but do you know what one of Drew Brees' best statistics this season is?
What is that?
He's number two against the blitz.
Yeah, I mean, with Drew Brees, man.
I don't disagree with you. He's an absolute listen, we're talking about two legends. They're literally going to go back and forth for who has the career touchdown record during the football game. Brady's up one right now, and it's just going to keep going back and forth. Congratulations, Tom Brady. NFL, congratulations, Drew Brees. They're going to have to, like, stop and clap for him after every touchdown. Like, it's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be crazy. But, you know, I think the Saints are playing a lot better. I think Drew Brees is starting to realize that his arm's done, and he's anticipating more and playing better quarterback that way. Like, he's not, like, trying to
– Well, he had to play since week one. He's gone week one without Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
His biggest security blanket. So yeah,
I mean, but he's got Alvin Kamara, who's just planned out of his mind. So
and he can continue to do that. I got two fantasy teams.
Yeah. But he's playing out of his mind. So he has Alvin Kamara to lean on, and he doesn't have to be the gunslinger that he needs to be. So, and they're starting to win games again. I mean, they've won four in a row. They look like they look like a playoff team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
To make the playoffs, you know, which
absolutely. Put
Derek Carr's record up against playoff teams is 6-33 after beating the Chiefs. Just a joke. But, I mean, but you know, so the Saints, I mean, they got a chance to make the playoffs. I think they're good. They're a good football team. I just don't think they're as good as the Bucs. I think the Giants defense, like I said, is a lot underrated than we think. And, so, I mean, they put out some good performances. They're good against a couple of teams. I mean, they held the Rams to like 10 points for a lot of that game. And then Jared Goff's worst game was against the Giants. I mean, they played pretty well against Dak Prescott when he was playing. I mean, they just have a quarterback who just is, you know, the white Jameis. I mean, that's basically what it is. I don't know what the at least Jameis had a big arm. You know what I mean? I mean, Jameis was like a gunslinger. Sometimes he would sneak it in there. Like, sometimes it would, like, go – it would, like, go off a guy – like, go right over a guy's hand in that crazy window.
Well, he never saw the guy there in the first place. So let's be honest.
He lied. I always want to see him play, like, with contacts. I'm so interested in seeing him play with contacts.
What if that was, like, literally the – one difference for him? What if that was truly it? How insane would that be?
I kind of feel like it is, because I don't know how you go, you know, for the past, what, seven seasons, going back to college, and you can't see an underneath linebacker. That's got to be blur. You just see, like, you're just...
Well, I mean, the NFL, they're a blur anyway. Those guys move so fast.
It's probably worse. You couldn't see him in college. You couldn't see that underneath guy. Jesus. Oh man, that's funny. All right, so that's gonna be a good matchup. You know, I expect the Bucks to win pretty easily. I'm not gonna lie. I think the Bucks. I mean, not like 45-14 or something, but like, you know, 30-20, win by 10. Like, it's gonna be a closer game than we like. It could be close to halftime and stuff. But I think the Bucks are just a better team.
Good. I hope that it is, Marcus. I got one little tidbit for you.
What do you got?
Take the over.
Take the over. Okay. All right. All right. So next game we got the Seahawks, which going into Buffalo. I wonder how cold it's going to be. How cold is this game going to be? Let me check this out.
Do we get real Buffalo?
Are we getting real Buffalo? Where's this weather at? Oh, they ain't got no weather on here. Yahoo. Come on, Yahoo.
They got a team going from the West Coast to the East Coast, which never is a good thing for NFL teams.
Look at this. They're getting in. Look at Russell Wilson, man. He really is a Christian, because he's going out to Buffalo in November and it's 66. What kind of crap is that?
Oh my god!
And it's sunny.
Well, he doesn't have Chris Carson.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
So they're promoting. What's his name on the? He played for the Ravens the last few years. Shoot, Alex.
Collins?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Alex Collins.
Okay.
He's getting promoted from the practice squad. So
yeah, Travis Homer too.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Bills defense does, because they're looking to they're trying to bounce back. They're not the same defense that they were last year.
Not at all.
Which is interesting. I'm a little surprised by that.
They're not the same defense at all. and I think it's more because they're not getting to the passer like they did last year. And which is like, because they play a lot of zone. So if they're not getting to the passer, they're playing zone. Then
you can get picked apart against any NFL quarterback.
Yeah, against any
NFL. I don't care who it is. Like, that's what these guys want to see. They want to see zone defenses so that they can sit back there and just let you lull yourself to sleep and find spots in the zone.
And you can run the ball on them really well. So I know the Seahawks won't, you know, they're going to try to run, but, you know, this year they've been throwing like crazy. And, you know, they have good reason to be throwing like crazy. I mean, DK Metcalf is balling. He's going to have a big game. But, I mean, Russell Wilson is having an MVP-type season, even though I think Brady and Rodgers are probably going to steal it from him.
Well, I saw a fantastic stat on Twitter with involving Mr. Aaron Rodgers, and it made me think exactly of the conversation that we were going to have. I knew you were going to mention Rodgers taking the MVP from him.
Steal it.
It did. The last two times Aaron Rodgers won an MVP, it was 24 touchdowns, 4 interceptions at this point in the season when he won the MVP the first time. The second time was like 18 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and then he's got the 24-2 this season. So
yeah,
so he's tracking for an MVP season just based off of his previous years of being the MVP.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, and I think he's going to steal it. Him or Tom Brady. I'm going to give it to one of the legends, especially Tom.
I don't know. Russell's he's on a pace.
Yeah, but Russell has a stinker in him.
He's pulling up against the Cardinals. So
kind of. It wasn't the zero touchdown. Like no, he's going to ruin somebody's fantasy championship. That's what Russell's going to do.
Okay. So it's going to happen later in the season.
It's going to be something that you know he always has one. I mean, I know he's an elite quarterback, but he still has he can put out a stinker where somebody goes, well, he's not the MVP then. But look at Tom. You know.
I got you. I see where you come from. It's going to be interesting to go into this week. I think it's my Seattle bias, but I'm
saying
Buffalo this week.
You're taking Buffalo this week?
I think on the defensive side, they got Carlos Dunlap off the trade, and they got Jamal Adams coming back. But I think that there is the unfamiliarity of these players playing together that's going to cause some chaos on the defensive side of the ball, which could potentially lead to better play for the other quarterback of the game.
Yeah. See, I think this is going to be a big game for Josh Allen. I think it's going to be a bounce-back game because they can't get any pass rush, and if you can't get pass rush on Josh Allen, he's going to tear you apart.
Well, that's the 31st defense in the NFL. Seattle is still, no matter how much Russell's balling out over there and chance of MVP are coming, they're still the second-worst defense in the NFL.
Exactly, and it's pretty glaring, and they have no pass rush. So they're going to try to, you know, make Josh Allen move. And Josh Allen, he's been as good as he started, right? I mean, the past couple weeks, his 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, his passer rating is like 79. But, I mean, he's still moving the football with his legs. He's still, you know, doing things to help this team win and putting the team in a position to win. This looks more about like last year than it did earlier, where they looked like they were just this world beater, blow you up.
He needs to go back to what his strength is, and that is being that athlete. I'd like to see the play calling go back to where it was at the beginning of the season and the end of last year, where he's running for 2 touchdowns a game, 3 touchdowns a game, throwing for 1 or 2. I get that you got Diggs on the outside, but Brown's not there. He's hurt. So it kind of changes the dynamic a little. Cole Beasley is playing well across the middle of the field. This was an interesting statistic I saw. With DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Cole Beasley, and Stephon Diggs, all 4 of those receivers are in the top 15 for yards per catch. The ball just goes downfield to these guys. So we're going to see a lot of ball downfield. I would like to see Josh Allen bounce back, partially because of my bias against Seattle.
Yeah.
Partially because maybe I'm making the decision to start him on my fantasy team. So it's a game of 2 quarterbacks that I'm not too fond of. But these are 2 guys that have been playing – well, Russell's playing out of this world.
Yeah. I've
finally had to admit it last season on the podcast. And he's just continuing to make me eat my crow this year. But I wouldn't mind seeing Josh Allen come back to some of his fantasy football numbers.
Yeah,
and
he's had some good rushing. Well, last week he had 10 carries against the Jets. He had 11 for 61 yards. So, I mean, he's still rushing the ball well.
He's not running in the goal line situations, though. He's not getting in the end zone like he did earlier in the year and like he did last season.
Yeah.
But Marcus, I got another word for you here. Take the over.
Take the over. Always take the over.
Do you have anything else that you want to say about Josh or about Russell?
I think the Bills are going to win this game.
I would like to see that too, but his numbers the last, was it five games? What was that stat that you had?
It was four touchdowns. They're concerning. I'm not going to lie. They're concerning. But I think he's still running the ball well against Kansas City and the Jets. He had 100 yards rushing combined those two games. We only had 23 last week. I think the Patriots are probably, Bill Belichick and his game plans are awesome. So we're not really judge him on that. But he still had a rushing touchdown last week. So I think he's fine.
What are the passing numbers though? Because everybody was MVP Josh Allen 3 games into the season. What's happened here?
Give us the numbers. He was the quarter season MVP, man. Let him have it. He had 11 completions, 18 attempts for 154 yards last week. So he had a good YPA last week. It was pretty good. The week before that, against the Jets, he's 30-43, 69%, 307. 7.1 YPA. It's all right. The KC was bad. Tennessee was pretty bad. The Raiders. It's the Raiders. So, and before that, of course, the big games he always played to start the years. But, I think the Bills are going to win this game. One, because I just think the AFC is better than the NFC. So I think the Bills are just better.
Interesting.
That's just
interesting.
My opinion. I don't think
that. I would love to see Seattle come back to
Earth, right?
And then
you guys might be in the what the two.
Hey, seed, we're not. Seed? Yeah, we're the three seed right now behind Tampa because losing to them and having the same record came back and bit us in the butt.
Yeah,
but can't lose to the Vikings, man. We went from two seed to three seed. Now with we're tied for the one seed. I would love to see it so that we got the same record as the one seed right now.
Yeah, because we named the four good NFC teams already, like Bucks, Saints.
Bucks, Seattle, Green Bay.
And the Packers. The Cardinals in there?
Well, that's a good segue.
That's a good segue because what we got Tua versus Kyler coming up.
Tua and Kyler.
Right? And we're going to find out two things this game. Are the Dolphins good? Is that okay. For real? Mm-hmm. Which they look pretty decent. They look pretty good. They beat down the Rams last week. That was a beatdown. But they also had a kick return touchdown.
Let's not. You can't put it all on the offense. All right.
You get the kick return and the special teams touchdown and the block field goal, mm-hmm. convert a fake punt. It was one of those games. This is one of those.
Rams might have lost to the Dolphins, but that's still a good team. I'd put the Rams ahead of the Cardinals still.
Oh, you would do that? Okay. I agree with that, but we'll see how good the Dolphins are this week. Tua, Chris, how do I?
Hey, you knew my problem.
It was first start. Let's be positive.
My problem with Tua coming out of college was how he handled pressure. The Cardinals are going to come for him.
Oh yeah.
So. It'll be interesting to see how he plays.
His first play in the NFL was pretty laughable. It was pretty. If I was a coach, I would have been like, if I was offensive coordinator, I was like, I have to call that play. I was like, oh, okay. So, what would it be? Uh oh. That was an uh oh moment for me.
I did not see that play.
Oh, you didn't see it, Chris? Oh,
my God. I didn't see it, Marcus. Break it down.
He had no feel of the pressure, and he just was like he ended up fumbling, and it was pretty. He looked like a third stringer. He looked like Ben DiNucci the first play.
His knees were all wobbly. It had to be just nerves, man.
But he only had 93 yards, bro. He only had 93 yards, 4.7 YPA. It's his first start.
That's a good defense in LA. The Rams are a good defense.
It makes sense
against a rookie quarterback.
I don't know.
We're staying positive.
You're way more positive than me. I didn't see any positivity. maybe Desmond just throw that start away. It didn't happen. Tough team, good defense, throw it away. We'll see what we got the Cardinals this week, but I don't think it's going to get.
I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be an ugly game. I think we're going to see some turnovers. I don't think we're going to see the defenses play fast to keep up with these quarterbacks. I think we're going to see a lot of misreads. And then I think at the last second, DeAndre Hopkins is coming down with the football.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think the Dolphins defense is pretty damn good. So they're playing pretty good football right now. Man, I don't know about that too.
Cardinals D's playing good too. There's no DK Metcalf this week to run down Buda Baker.
No, there isn't.
No DK to run him down.
No. Man, and Kyler's playing. He's playing. He's getting better. He's playing better than he was against the Panthers. I mean, he's still the same guy, I think, but we'll see how much pressure they get on Kyler this week. I mean, like, that's what all Kyler's about. It's like, can you get pressure on him? Can you hit him? And if
that's the plan for Kyler.
And if you can't, then you might have a long day with him. And if you can't,
I think that's the same thing for Tua too. He's not, he doesn't have the legs like Kyler does.
Yeah. But I mean,
he knows how to move around.
Yeah, but Tua just like he just didn't know what he was doing.
We'll see. We'll wait.
I mean, he's working for all left-handers now, man. He's waiting. He's working for like a bunch of people that those left-hand guy that didn't get a chance. He's like the first left-handed quarterback in the NFL since like I don't know, like what is it? Tyler Palko was that guy from Pittsburgh? What is it?
Oh God, I don't even. Who was the last lefty in the league?
I think it was him. I think it was the dude from Pittsburgh, Tyler Palko or something. I forgot his name.
No, somebody did a spot start recently. That's a good trivia question. If you if you're following us on social media, maybe we can make sure you get a nice big fat shout out in the next show if you comment who the last. Left-handed quarterback was to start.
I mean, because he's got to be the first left-handed quarterback to win a game in a long time. So it's interesting. But is it a first start? That's the scary part. Like he had a really. Let's just say you didn't see anything, Chris, because he didn't do anything. Because if he did something, you would have saw it. Because it's
for sure.
Right,
yeah. Because they would have made a big deal about it. Look
at this play that he made.
Yep. No, you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
Quarterbacks are not like offensive linemen. You don't hear offensive lineman's name. You had a good game, probably. Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong in the slightest.
If it's a quarterback, bro. Yeah, you're in trouble. All right, so let's just move on to our last game, Chris. Move on. Ravens versus Colts. Which is going to be an exciting matchup, probably one of the best matchups of the week, I think. Colts are an underrated team. Phillip Rivers is playing really well the past couple weeks. He had a rough start against that Browns game, a couple of bad games, but last couple weeks he's been lights out. Nyheim Hines has been coming up, playing big. He's passing that ball around. He's sharing it. He's got three guys. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players with 200 yards. At least. So, he's spreading the ball around. He's having a pretty good damn year, man. And he's got a good defense behind him.
So I'll agree to that. He's got a good defense behind him. I don't like his touchdown interception ratio, but that's always been a Phillip Rivers thing. 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That's classic Phillip Rivers. His completion percentage is almost 70. Phillip is quietly.
The last 2 weeks, he's had 6 touchdowns. And 1 interception in the last 2 weeks. I know it's against the Bengals and the Lions.
You're going to talk about how good he's played last 2 weeks, and then you're going to name the teams and think that I'm going to think you're something special.
I just wanted to keep it in perspective.
Please do. That's why I said I'm not, we're seeing what we normally see out of Philo.
But you beat who's in front of you. You beat who's in front
you're
of
right. you. You're right. So. You do.
So, they do lose to the Browns, which that kind of worries me about this team, because the Browns team is not good. I don't care. Cool. Yeah, so the Browns aren't good. I don't know what that is about. You can't lose to the Browns. I'm sorry. I can't. If you're a good team, I got to question the Colts now.
That's the Browns' best win of the season.
Are the Colts good? That's kind of the thing I got to go with after that. Because let's look who the Colts have beaten. They lost to Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, week one, you know, that's a
you
that's
got a
a
point.
Preseason game.
Preseason
because they didn't even have a preseason game.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah. We'll let that one slide, I guess. They beat Minnesota.
Not a good team.
Okay, they beat the Jets.
Oh, not a good team. That's not a good start.
Okay, they beat the Bears.
I've never thought they were a good team.
Who you ask? Depends on who you ask. I mean, they got a really good defense.
Probably they have a very good defense.
Top five defense. So let's be fair. I mean,
this is
Rivers didn't play good that game. He was 60-29. So I can imagine how Nick Foles played. and then they played Cleveland and they lost. And then they played Cincinnati and Detroit. So they haven't played anybody either.
You know, they got some good defensive numbers. Opponents are averaging 16.8 points per game.
Yeah.
They're 11 interceptions against 10 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those were against the Jets.
That's fair.
It's fair, right? Like, see now that I look at it, Chris, you know, we were talking about this game. Like, hey, this is going to be a great game. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got Lamar, he's straight up struggling.
Is he is Lamar struggling?
I think
or
so.
Or is he just not playing at MVP level?
I'm still seeing issues with him getting the ball outside the numbers.
Well,
and defenses are forcing him to go out there.
Yeah,
I mean, he can't live in the middle of the field like he wants to.
I think what's wrong is his completion percentage has gone to crap. So like his last three performances, he's been under 60% in every single game. I mean, Cincinnati was pretty ugly, 19-37. That's ugly. 16-27 versus Philly, 13-28 last week. That was a tough defense though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like he's not playing against good teams.
One thing that I've just noticed is looking at this right now, I mean, he's getting sacked a lot, which he didn't get sacked a lot last year. He got sacked like 20 times last year. He's already
Lost. He lost. Stanley was he's Ronnie Stanley's out.
But that didn't happen till last week, though.
Oh, that's true.
That didn't happen till last week. He's been sacked He's been sacked four times, three or more times in four of the matchups that they played. So that's a lot for Lamar. So that tells me something. So maybe he is
isn't
something
there somebody exactly. else on the offensive line that's not? I don't think they have.
Well, Marshall Yanda retired.
Well, yeah, that'll do it. You know, one of the best guards ever. Ever. So. That'll definitely do it.
I mean, because they can't run the ball. Like he's only had one game over 100 yards. So
it was wasn't it Dobbins last week?
Yeah, Dobbins had a good game last week. So. I mean, because he really lost his, he lost the game for the Ravens last week. Let's keep it.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Too many turnovers,
too many picks, pick sixes. Ravens defense came to play. They stopped Big Ben. So that's not really – the game wasn't really on the Ravens defense. It was on Lamar. But Lamar only had – I mean, he usually only had bad performances against two teams, which is the Steelers and the Chiefs, which is a problem if he wants to go to the Super Bowl and take the Ravens to the Super Bowl. It's a big problem. He's got
one win, six losses. Is that what it is? One win, six losses against those two teams alone.
Yeah, it's bad.
Against everybody else, he's 23-1. Those numbers.
That's wild, right? And then that's so you got to play the numbers. Like, so this game, I mean, they're probably gonna go in there and they're gonna beat the Colts. I mean, has another team played them close? Like, I'm trying to think. I don't think any team's played them close, no matter what he's done. So. I just think the Ravens are a really good football team, and he's not performing like at the MVP level that he did, but he's not playing terribly. He's just playing more like, you know, how some pundits would say that he would be playing, I guess.
Well, I mean, this is a good defense that we're statistically talking about, at least, that he's going to face. We're going to see if the Colts are really a good defense, really a good team, or if Lamar is really struggling.
Yeah.
So it's going to be – another hashtag we'll see right here.
I think so, but you know, I still think the Ravens probably beat them down pretty good. I think it's gonna be like
Philip Rivers turnover at the end of the game,
or like a bunch of them off blitzes, and then you know Marcus Peters just lets his man go and just goes right to Nyheim Hines or something.
Well, yeah, I mean they have Marlon Humphreys was on the COVID list.
Yeah, so yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be back in time for the game.
I doubt it. I don't think so.
But,
I don't think he's playing. But, I mean, Marcus Peters still do something crazy like that. Just, like, not even cover his man because he knows a blitz is coming and there's about to be a check down.
And you got Calais Campbell and Ngakoue who know that offensive line because they played against him twice a year for the last, what was it, three seasons?
Yeah. So it's going to be – it's going to – I mean,
it's
going to
be
sure
very interesting.
It'll be interesting.
I think you're right, Marcus. This might be the game of the week.
Yeah. I think so too.
I know we got
well,
Tom.
I will say it's
part two.
See, I would say it's probably Breeze and Brady just based on the quarterback matchup. I think the quarterback matchup of the week is that one.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
But and I would say second is Josh Allen versus Russell Wilson, but I would say this is probably like the
I would say three. This is the third best quarterback matchup. Lamar Jackson against Phillip Rivers. Just straight up names. Because you know it's not I mean Mahomes, Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, it's really Mahomes carrying that title for that game, but I think those are the three best quarterback games that we have coming up here.
I think so. Yeah.
Unless you want to put Cam versus Sam Donald on that list. God. Oh, we don't want to do that.
We're gonna get a bounce back week from Cam, man. I mean, he almost had a bounce back week this past week. He almost did.
Except he fumbled right at the end to lose the game.
Yeah, he fumbled. Yeah.
Oh, what a shame. I mean, what a shame.
I mean, he's just hurt, bro. He might be just – like I said, he's done. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. All right, Chris, you got any last thoughts? Anything else?
I think I put my stamp of the over on the games that I felt were definitely going to happen. There's some other opportunities, but I don't feel as confident, so – I'm not going to give them my full stamp of approval for the over. We threw the we'll see out there. Hashtag we'll see for Tua and hashtag we'll see for Lamar.
Hashtag we'll see. I'm hashtag we'll see on if the Colts are good because I don't think.
So we think we're going to see Baltimore with the victory, Buffalo with the victory. We think Tampa Bay is going to come out of it. Is that what we both think here?
Yep. Uh-huh.
I think so too. This is not good that we're the same. When everybody's on the same, there's always something that goes wrong. Terry Bradshaw did me a favor yesterday. He was the only one to pick the Niners to win. So not everybody across the board was going to go Green Bay. So that's how I knew the Packers were okay. Any game that you see the entire, pregame, if everybody picks one team, you better bet on the other team.
Yeah.
Bet on them to cover because they will.
That's funny. All right, dude. All right. So thank you guys for subscribing. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Apple, subscribe, Spotify, download. Apple, subscribe, Spotify, download. Make sure you guys listen to us there. Check us out on Twitter, ALPA_QB1. Same on Instagram, ALPA_QB1 on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Facebook too, A Little Pocket Awareness. Like I said, you see us on iTunes, you see the little logo, go ahead, click that button, hit subscribe. You see us. Make sure you check us out. We love giving you guys great content. So,
I want to give you one more thing before we go.
What's that?
Jaden Daniels is playing on Sunday.
I know, man. I got
ASU football.
My taped online partner on YouTube, he's a USC fan, so I've been talking crap to him all week. So.
Oh, there we go. It's a big noon game. It's an early start for us tomorrow with some college football, Marcus.
I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm excited, bro. All right, so, I mean, hopefully that put it a good performance, man. Let's hope.
I want to see it. Let's go. 1-0. I think we got this.
I think so. I need the bragging rights. Come on, Issue. Give me the bragging rights. Give it to me.
Herm will get you. Herm will take care of you.
All right, guys. So we'll see you next week. Check us out.